got a song I want to do.
Amen. Brother Mike's getting a song together. I would come to the body and ask for prayer for my wife's grandmother. She passed away today. So she had long battle, and it's over now. So she was a little bit older, and you know, had been, you know, obviously whenever you age in that manner, it's difficult on everybody. So she's in a better place, and I know it. So just remember her family in prayer, so she may have to take a trip there. And then remember my children, they're traveling for school tonight and tomorrow and stuff like that. So remember that as they travel. So a lot of little moving parts there, but I all those moving parts, I got to just trust God on all of it. Same God that gets me here, same God's going to take care of them. So I trust God for all of that, and I'm looking forward to him and bringing the blessings for that. And just remember the family. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
Praise God. I'm so glad to be here. I love this place. I love the Word of God. And, you know, I don't know where I'd be today if it wasn't for the Word. It's changed me so much. It's made things better. It's taken things away that I didn't even know right away that it took it away until later. But it still took it. He's been so good to me, and I don't even deserve it. The only good in me is Him. He is everything. I'm nothing. My words are nothing. Nothing. Only thing that matters is God.
That's it.
And anyway, every now and then God has me write songs down in my notebook, but He doesn't lead me to play them. So I got a bunch of songs in a notebook. Well, I wrote this one down 4 years ago, and it's old.
Amen.
But God said it's time to do it.
Amen.
So, you know, when I became born again and realized who I was, and every I felt so free.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, I was walking guilt-free,
Amen.
Light as a feather,
Amen.
And I still am today.
Amen.
You know, God has brought me so many different steps. You know, everybody says, well, you had a bad heart attack, that's bad. No, because God used that to take my fears away.
Amen.
You know, I'm not afraid of medical stuff anymore. I'm not, because I know where I'm going. I came from God. I'm going back to God.
Right.
I got a home and a body waiting on me.
Right.
You know, I can walk
Amen.
This earth and not be afraid of getting shot.
Amen.
You know, that'd be a better way to go than anything. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not afraid of getting shot. I don't think I'd like to be stabbed. But anyway, this is an old song, and it's called Born Again.
Amen.
It's one of my favorite songs, and I'm going to try to play it. So.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Today I found myself, after searching all these years, in the man that I see, he wasn't all who I thought he'd be. I was lost when you found me here. I was broken beyond repair. Then you came along, you sang your song over me. Feels like I'm born again. Feels like I'm living for the very first time, for the very first time in my life. Make a promise to me now, reassure my heart somehow, that the love that I feel is so much real than anything. I've a feeling in my soul, and I pray that I'm not wrong, that the love that I share, it's so much real than anything. Feel like I'm born again. Feels like I'm living for for the very first time. For the very first time, feels like I'm breathing, feels like I'm moving. For the very first time, very first time, I wasn't looking for something that was more than what I had yesterday. Then you came to me and gave to me life and a love I've never known, I've never felt before. Feels like I'm born again, feels like I'm living for the very first time, living for the first time. Feels like I'm breathing, feels like I'm living for the very first time, living for the first time in my.
I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm so happy to be back in the house. I didn't realize how far I was actually going. I enjoyed my trip, but I'm gonna tell you what, I miss New Year's, and I will not plan another trip around New Year's. I may not be able to get here for another reason, but that won't be my fault. Because you guys did have a good time, and I was kind of hating a little bit. But I like the message of being led. And I felt like when I was over in Africa that I let something lead me there instead of leading me here. And, you know, I know God knows my heart. But it was the first opportunity for me to have moved here and brought in the New Year's, and I'm in Africa. So, you know, I just have to trust God.
Right.
That's all I can do. It is so nice to walk into this house and feel the love like you all really missed me.
Right, yeah.
And I truly missed you all. I really, really, really did. There are so many things that I want to say, but I'm just so happy to be back. I trust God's word. I believe it. I'm catching up on all the messages, but that New Year's, that was a whole lot. But between the messages, I don't even know which brothers said it, but I'm going to just continue to take one step at a time.
Right.
Because it's still in his time. As much as I want to do and be led correctly, it's in his time.
Right.
But I want this year to be my best year moving forward.
Amen. Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Today I was going through some stuff, some memories of things, and looking at old yearbooks from high school and stuff like that, and pulled out all my old message books.
Oh, my.
All my old message books. I was looking at the high school stuff and thinking, you know, as you go through life, you do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I looked at all that, and I said, you know, it is so true. Only what you do for Christ will last.
That's it.
Only thing. Then I was looking at those message books, and I was looking where I marked things and where I read things, and, you know, there was a time I looked at this message, and it was knowledge.
Right.
You know, and I was trying to get it by knowledge, because that's what I'd always been taught. You know, that's the way I always did it, you know, by knowledge.
Right.
You know, and I looked at all that stuff, all those good notes I wrote and all that good stuff, and I thought, my goodness. It's just a revelation.
Right.
It's not knowledge. It's not knowledge.
Amen.
You know, and you know, I don't know when it happened, but I know it happened.
Right. That's
you
it.
Know. And I looked at those because I remember I was sincere.
Yeah.
You know, and I did all I could do, but you know that wasn't enough.
No.
No.
Sincerity It's not enough.
That's right.
You know, Brother Branham said you can be sincerely wrong.
Right.
You know, and I just look at that and I just thank God for that day, that time, whenever,
amen,
that God just took it from here,
yeah,
and put it here.
Right.
And you know, now, right, you know, Brother Moore, you can talk about eternal security. And, yeah, you know, I may not be able to do all the scriptures and the quotes and things, but I know I'm eternally secure.
Right, amen.
I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going.
Amen.
And you know, that does take the fear out of the world. But yeah, more than anything else, it quiets Satan.
Amen.
You know, he still comes at you. You know, yeah, he always will. But he's lost.
Amen.
He's lost a battle that he'll never win.
Amen.
You know, once you know who you are, once you see this revelation,
right,
once you see what God's done for you, once you see who you are, once you see who's in you,
right,
who you are,
amen,
you know, more than in you, who you are,
who you really are,
who you really are.
Amen.
You know, it just changes everything.
It's,
you know, a revelation, there's nothing better. There's nothing sweeter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother.
It's in page 42. I feel like traveling on.
Excuse me. Yep. I just listened to the testimonies. I'm so glad to be here. You know, sometimes this place kind of reminds me of, like, you know, a litter of puppies, you know, and they're trying to get to the tit, and you got to get in there, you know, and there's like a runt of the litter. There's probably a runt in every litter, and, you know, he's always in the back, you know, always missing the opportunity, and I don't ever want to miss the opportunity that God allows me to have coming here, you know.
Amen.
We have a freedom that I've never been to any other church.
Right.
I swear I've never been. I've probably been more places than half of you in here. And I have never seen a place that's giving you this much freedom.
Amen.
Where you can get up and, you know, lift your hands up,
yes,
and clap and jump and just really praise God. And he's just been so great. You know, I remember when Brother Jeremiah preached that message and he said, my God is just so great. You can't measure him. There's nothing you can measure him by. He's just so great.
Amen.
And so, you know, like a kid, I feel like, you know, whenever he gives me something, I want to rush here and just share it. And, you know, I wanted to sing a song, if that's okay. I've been just trying to practice it this week. And,
all right.
Hold on, give me a second. It's a little bit hard, but so I might have to sit down. So you guys don't care if I get a little comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my house, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm at my house. And I just needed a chair over here.
Oh, okay.
You want to raise it up?
Thank you, y'all. This is really on my heart.
You praise him now.
And, you know, it's got me thinking about, you know, some of the stories that Brother Warren and everybody, you know, I didn't know Sister Alice, you know, but I believe, like, you know, you guys remember her whenever I'm able to sing. And then, and things that I wanted to do different this year is I wanted to be able to find more songs and sing in my native tongue.
Amen.
And that's, I didn't want to tell you guys that. I just wanted to show you guys that.
Amen.
You're about, y'all from the show me stayed in here. So, oh, I'm so nervous.
Bless him, Lord.
So, okay. All right. It's a little bit different.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, my God, when I and some wonder consider all the worlds thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings, my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to mountain grandeur, and hear the brooks and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Allah ha'o. ke ikala hala no ka ko ua apa and take me home. What joy will fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Pressure cooker. You gotta let some of that steam out. Thank you, Brother Moore, for giving us the opportunity to come here and let some of that steam out. You know, I think on this message constantly, testify to myself all the time, and I can never quite get out what I think I'm supposed to get out. You know, God knows, and I was thinking about that, how Brother Moore and James and Jeremiah, they really can bring it, and they can get their thought across. It impresses me every time. They have a gift, you know, and I respect that gift, and, you know, I love my husband, and a lot, you know, he's constantly little things, you know, for our home, and we're so blessed because that trickle down effect, you know. Yes. And I, you know, even when I was sitting there, what I was going to say is not what I'm saying now. It's so funny, you know. I get so excited, you know. I woke up and I was like, it's Wednesday, you know. And the other thing I was thinking, my dad was talking about knowledge. I don't know a lot of things. I was really excited about Sunday Bible study. What's coming, you know, what topics are coming, because some of those topics I didn't even know to talk about, because I didn't know they were topics, you know. And I was like, oh, I want to hear about that, I want to hear about that. Then there were some I was like, oh, I'm excited to talk more about that, you know.
Right.
I've been coming for 32 years, probably listening for I don't know how long I've been married, you know. And I just, it's such a beautiful thing, because even without all that knowledge, I can't quote the scriptures and the quotes, but I know what I know.
Right,
you know?
That's it. Yes.
And I, you know, what I got from Sunday's message was, thank God that I'm on that mountain. You know, he's keeping me from the world. You know, I'm not in a lot condition, you know. And it's just, it was such a beautiful thing, because some people come here and they hear buzzard. And I can't help but hear eagle. And I can't help but fly, you know. I'm just as excited to be here today as I was on a Saturday, you know, running around. It's just, I love this message so much. And when I say it's my life, I really do mean that. Like I say, being a stay-at-home mom has been such a blessing. And thank God for Jeremiah again for that. You know, because I can sit home in the quiet and really focus and, you know, really get in the mood for it. And I just thank God so much for what he's done, what he's brought us from. You know, I just, it's such a big thing, you know, like we talk about God, he's so big. And he chose me. And that's the other thing. It actually was like, when you were talking about, you know, predestination and foreknowledge. And I always kind of understood it a little bit, but it just really clicked for me that I love God.
Right.
And he chose me because I love him, and he knew that I was going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm like, I know I'm good, but I always thought it's because God put something in there, I know I'm good. But God put something in there because he saw that I love him.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of gives me a little bit more of peace because I want this so much. There's nothing going to get in my way. And I just get excited because it's like, oh, okay, that means nothing is getting in my way.
Amen.
It just excites me because I think of all my friends who were here. And I was telling Jeremiah, I was like, I'm glad that my seed quickened and it manifested because I have such a peace. And I'm just thank God that he gave me that ear to hear and to give me that peace. You know, I love this place like so much.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Sing page 42 in The Only Beliefs, key of G. Feel like traveling on.
Feel like traveling on.
My heaven.
Yes, I'm
blessed home that I will see. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on and on. Feel like traveling on. A heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling on.
One more time.
Yes, I feel like traveling on and on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. A heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling on.
Dear Lord, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for keeping us, Lord, and bringing us this far to where we can sing and say, I feel like traveling on. For he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And Lord, you give us everything we need. Thank you for your many blessings. And thank you for another opportunity to come to your house. And ask that you take this part of the service and have your way, Lord. Oh, that gift that my wife was talking about, not because we're so smart, Lord. It's just the gift to get out of the way so that you can talk to us. Have your way. Be with your bride. Be with the prayer request, Lord. Touch Sister Courtney's family, Lord, and Brother James and Sister Courtney's kids as they travel. Be with them and watch over them. Let them meet who they're supposed to meet and touch who they're supposed to touch, and knowing that people will get a chance to touch God when they touch one of yours. Thank you for a revelation. Have your way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to see everybody this evening. Appreciate each and every one of you. Appreciate that you all are sincerely right. Because you're right. You can be sincere and that's not enough. You got to do it the right way. God's way, and get with his program. You listen to these testimonies, these people have been going to church here for a while. They were sincere. They were serious about this thing.
Right.
They read books and try to get what's right. And so you can respect that and appreciate that. Yeah. And it always sets an example for me. You know, Lord, you can never outgive God. That's what it always reminds me. Yeah. Oh, I've done this, I've done that. Yeah, but you've never outdone God. No greater thing can somebody do than give their life. No greater love than somebody give their life to their friend. And so we thank God for that. Amen. And glad to be here. And the announcements, on the way of announcements, don't forget the upcoming events. Monday's coming up here soon, so I think that should be fun for those that are going. And don't forget January 19th for practice and songs with some of the Sunday school and up kids. We'll be blessed there as well. And so keep those things in mind, and many more announcements will be coming. And I know Brother Moore's got his first week here, he's retired from his other job, so God bless him. Amen. Texted him a few times this week. He was a little faster in his responses. I could tell the difference. And you know, it. You know, I was thinking about what my wife said there. It was a great testimony. And I know sometimes you guys look at preachers and think, man, they bring it this way or that way. And I know my wife knows this too, but this ain't us. She said it right, actually. She said it's just a gift. Yeah. And, you know, I love how that we say we preach what Paul preached, because Paul really taught us right. Yeah. He's like, I didn't come with you in excellency of speech and in demonstration of man's wisdom, and I'm paraphrasing that. But came to you in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. You know, he had to get out of the way just like we had to get out of the way. He had to listen to God just like we had to listen to God. Amen. And what God does is he just takes the gift that he gave and uses it when we just get out of the way. And that's really what all of us have to do. Yes. That's why you can get up and plan one thing, and before you know it, you're blessed to buy with something else because you let God have his way. And so I always like to say that because I know I hear Brother Moore say a lot. We all say it, it's like, this ain't us, people. And I know you guys know it. We've said, hopefully you believe us. I can't talk 5 minutes with you, let alone get up here for about an hour and talk to you. So it's not my makeup, but God knows what he's doing. And I enjoyed the message on Sunday. And it was an excellent message. You know, I kind of from just a perspective, you know, for years here, I've heard about the new heaven and new city and it coming down and four square and it being like a mountain. And plenty of messages preached about Abraham on the mountaintop and Lot down in the valley. I used that many times. But I thought just the way God brought it Sunday, the holy mountain and how God's used mountains, because they mean something, you know. They represent something as far as God. He's on the mountaintop. He's on top. He's the capstone. He can look down. He can see everything. He's on a solid rock. I mean, a lot of things you can say that, and it was just really nice new way to bring it, Brother Deskins. That my years of going here, I thought it was a wonderful message, and it blessed me. Amen. As I know, I sure it blessed you. And so in that message, I took many notes, and because God was making many points in there. And so with that said, I want to go ahead and jump into a scripture, and then I'll give you my title after I read here. So I'm going to start off with Genesis, the 22nd chapter first. And I'm going to start with verse 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Now, just so you know, God had told Abraham to take his son up and get ready to sacrifice. So Isaac just knew that they had sacrificed plenty of lambs and rams. So he was just asking, we got the wood, we got everything else, but where's the lamb? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And you'll notice they came to the place that God told him to go. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now think about that. His son got tied down. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. And one other scripture, St. John, the 14th chapter. I'll just read it real quick. Verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Amen. My title tonight is God's Provided Way.
Amen.
And, you know, that story there in Genesis, you know, Jehovah Jireh just means the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. And you say that's a strange title after the mountain, God's holy mountain, but it's Brother Moore made some comments Sunday that really stuck out to me. One of them is that when you meet God at his provided place of worship, he will meet you there, even if it is the harder way. And then the other one, he said, the world doesn't realize God is on the mountain. They are worried about Sodom. Those are true statements. I thought that second one, I thought, isn't that like the world today?
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not trying to jump ahead here, but I thought, man, this church world is worried about what's going on in this Sodom condition.
Right.
They're more worried about abortion and saving lives and saving this world. Think about it. And trying to fix homosexuality. They're stuck in Sodom, focused on what's going on in Sodom. And it's not that we think everything going on in Sodom is good and great. But what we're like Abraham. We're not down there focused on Sodom.
No.
We're actually caught up And the way that God wants us to, in the word for the hour.
Amen.
Recognizing that we're not going to fix Sodom. It's going to only be fixed one way. It's got to be destroyed like it was the first time.
Right.
And so instead, we're actually where God is.
Right.
In His Word.
Amen.
Talking to God. Getting His instructions. Knowing what He wants done right now in the world, church world. Good Christian, sincere people, Brother John.
Amen.
Are trying to save Sodom.
That's right.
And God never intended to save Sodom.
Right.
And you say, what's the time I have to do that? Is God's people find His way.
Yeah.
They know His way.
Right.
They keep His way.
Amen.
Let me just throw this in here because Brother Moore didn't comment on this portion of the scripture, but go back to the scripture he read on Sunday. I'll just read it real quick. Genesis 18:18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Now listen to this next scripture. For I know him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he's talking about Abraham. God's talking about Abraham.
Oh, yeah.
That he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord.
Amen.
God wants people that will keep his way.
Amen.
God wants people in the area where he's working. He doesn't want them focused on something else. And I did some studying this week, and I was laughing because Brother Branham preached a message, God's provided a way for this age, and he started simple. He started with this, what we always start with. He said, the best way for a duck or a chicken to come out of an egg is to peck itself out.
Right.
He says, I don't care what other ways they try to come up with. I don't care if they try to make it easier. The best way for that duck or that chicken to get out of that egg is to peck their way out.
Amen.
God's original way of doing things, in other words, is the way things should be done. Man, though, will try to do something a different way.
Yeah.
They'll try to come up with another way, just like they do with salvation.
Right.
Jesus is the way.
Yeah.
People try to earn their way, try to live good enough to make the way, but God's already provided a way.
Amen.
God's way is the right way.
Yeah.
And I read this quote this week, and it rebuked me like it probably will rebuke you. God's provided a way for this day, 1964.
Amen.
Then God always sends someone a prophet. God never changes the system. He never changes his ways. He always does it the same way. He always has.
Amen.
He must do it this time. God works and vindicates the word. And I spoke to you last night, God doing his own interpretation. God needs no one to interpret his word. He interprets it himself by vindicating it and making it real.
Amen.
And when God says he'll do a certain thing, then he does it.
Amen.
There's no more question. That's the way he does it. So God has made a way for us.
Amen.
God loves his children. He loves his people. He wants to help them. He wants to help you more than you want help.
Amen.
If you can just get that in your heart, that God is more willing to help you than you are able, than you are to help yourself. But he has a way.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
And that's the only way he'll work through.
Amen.
His way. You must come to his terms,
amen,
not your terms.
Amen.
His terms. You want it a certain way,
yes,
but he gives it to you his way.
Amen.
Like Naaman dipping in the waters at Jordan. Remember the story of Naaman?
Yes.
He had leprosy. Went to the prophet of God, asked, how should I get healed? Said, go down to Jordan, dip seven times. Jordan was a muddy, dirty river. And Naaman was the captain of the host, I think it was, or he was a captain of the army. He's a big deal. His terms, that's too little for me. That's dirty. I'm above that. Naaman had his own terms. He had his way he wanted to do things. He had his way of saying, but this should be something great. There should be some great big scene. And all God said, I provided a way.
Yeah.
Just go down to the Jordan,
yeah,
dip seven times,
yeah,
and you do that, you'll be healed.
Yeah.
And his servant finally said, if he told you to do a great thing, you would have done it.
Right. Yeah.
When he tells you to do the simple thing, why don't you go do it? And Naaman finally got over himself and dipped seven times. You know what happened? He got healed.
Amen.
God has a way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get to our day in this message in a little bit. But this struck me this week. We try to make our own way sometimes.
Yeah.
We want to do it the way we want to do it. You know, I don't care how many times We want to convince ourselves that getting to church ain't that important.
Yeah.
Oh, if I make it, it's okay. If I don't make it, it's not that big a deal. I'm already born again. And I'm not up here trying to rebuke you. I'm just talking about the things that we get hit. Brother Moore gets us all the time on. God has a way. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. How can you hear except to be preached? Where are you going to find a preacher at church? And when you see that day approaching, gather yourself that much more. Then you don't have to make this hard. Now, I want to make that point because this stuck to me this week. When we say the way, that's just another word, just saying the word, really.
Amen.
I'm using the term the way, but it's no different than just this word. This word is the way, the truth, and the life. Because what is Jesus? The word made flesh. He can say he's the way because he's the word. This is God's instruction. This is God's way. And what did he tell us about this? Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. God's peculiar about that, actually.
Yes.
I was thinking about this. He has reasons why it's his way.
Yeah.
He's got a bigger picture in mind than you're thinking.
Right.
You're just thinking about what's 5 feet in front of you.
Yeah, that's it.
And God's saying, I got scripture to fulfill 200 years down the road.
Yeah.
I got to do it this way.
Yeah.
Or this is going to happen down here. I got to do it this way. And I thought, it came to my mind this week where he told Brother Branham, go west.
Right.
He had a place.
That's right.
Go west. People say, you're just crazy. Why you got to go west for it, Brother Branham? You're already in the United States, but why did God tell him, go west?
Yeah.
Now, Brother Branham could have kept his way.
Right.
I don't want to have to travel. Why can't I? I'm here in Indiana, God. You talked to me all these other times.
Right.
Why did I got to go west? But Brother Branham followed the way.
Amen.
I'm going to go west. And God met him there. But God had a reason for it. Because the gospel had to travel east all the way to the west.
Amen.
God's peculiar, and he has a reason why he wants things done the way he wants them done.
Amen.
We can be smart, we can be educated, we can try to come up with a better way, but the best way is God's word.
Amen.
As we've heard many times, I don't care how many psychology books, how many sociology classes tell you not to spank your kid.
Right.
The way to raise a kid is if you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Amen.
Period. You can do good things your way.
Amen.
You can get good, decent results your way, but I'm here to tell you the best results you're ever going to get is doing things God's way.
Amen.
He provides a way, and it works every time. Oh, I'm watching something in this church work right now. God told somebody to do something. I watched them doing it, and it's working.
Amen.
It's working perfect.
Yeah.
It's working better than they even know it's working. Because
right.
If you follow God's way,
yeah. Come on.
He will magnify it.
Yeah.
He will use it.
Yeah.
He knows the bigger picture.
Yeah.
He knows what he wants accomplished.
Amen.
He got it all written in his mind. He knows the end from the beginning, Brother Moore.
Yeah.
He knows where the fish needed to be.
Right.
He knows where the woman at the well needed to be.
Amen.
He knew what hour she would be there.
Amen.
He's got this way mapped out, and our job is just to follow that way.
Amen.
His way. He's not going to change it. I don't care how good you live. I don't care how many hell marries you say. I don't care how much pittance you pay. You're not going to heaven that way. There's only one way to get there. Jesus paid it all. Let me start there. And he made available the way. But you must be born again. Period. You can't get there any other way, Brother Moore. Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
You might think you live good. You might try to earn your way there. Just die and surrender and follow God's way.
Amen.
But what stuck out to me is not so much that we don't follow God's way. We're bride. We're where he wants us to be now. We have our day-to-day things. God needs to rebuke us. But God's people are right in his word. They're right in his way. That was the difference between Abraham and Lot. Lot chose Sodom. Abraham said, the Lord will provide.
Amen.
I'll go where he wants me to go.
Right.
I'm going to do what he wants me to do.
Amen.
And God knew that about Abraham. He said, I'm going to give him a promise because I know what he'll do.
Amen.
He'll keep the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I like that.
Amen.
I like it because you know what keeping really is? It's manifesting.
Amen.
And you know how you get there? You got to first believe.
Yes, sir.
If you don't believe God, you're not going to manifest anything.
Right.
But you first believe, but eventually you got to keep it.
Amen.
Eventually, it turns into a manifestation. I know what the evidence of the Holy Ghost is, recognizing your day's message. But when you recognize your day's message, you know what's going to happen? You'll eventually manifest being at the wedding supper.
That's right.
If you didn't believe your day's message, I won't see you there.
Right.
But if you really do believe your day and its message, which is the only evidence,
amen,
you know what will happen? You will rapture with me.
Amen.
It will happen. You will fulfill the word of God,
amen,
for the hour in which you live in.
Amen.
It happens with every true believer.
Amen.
God has done it through every age.
Amen.
He did it with Noah. God had a way in Noah's day.
He had a way.
He had a way.
The only way.
It was the only way to get out of it.
Yeah.
There wasn't another way. Brother Brandon preached a message, God's chosen our only provided place of worship.
Amen.
There's only one way. Brother Brandon says we try to call ourselves Methodists and Baptists and have denominations. He said, but there's only one place, and that's where he put his name, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he went on and expounded that. That's the word for your day.
Amen.
But there's only one way to make this thing.
Yeah.
And God wants you to follow his way.
Amen.
And that's the difference between Abraham and Lot. Abraham was up on the mountain.
Yeah.
Focus on the things of God.
Yeah.
Who else can I save?
Right.
What else can we do?
Yeah.
My Lord. He didn't say my Lord. He recognized God and what God wanted,
yeah,
and started fellowshipping with God.
That's right.
That's what every real believer does.
Amen.
Oh, my heart's desire is for Sodom to be saved.
Right.
My heart's desire. I ain't rejoicing in the fact that people are not going to make it to heaven. But I'm like what Brother Moore said, the poor you'll have with you always. And there is a scripture in the Bible that says the unbelievers will be cast into the lake of fire. It's going to happen, people. No matter how much I try a different way, no matter how much I try to beat it into somebody and give message books to somebody, if it's not in them, no matter how much I try to put it in them, they ain't getting it. Instead, I decided to focus on what God wants done.
Yes, sir.
And preach your word upon word.
Amen.
And who wants it will eat it.
Yes.
And who don't won't eat it.
Amen.
It ain't about popularity. It ain't about doing all this other sense of saving Sodom.
Yes.
I'm about getting out of here.
Because
I know what God's way is.
Yeah.
He's already done the gospel.
Yeah.
He's already done sanctification.
Yeah.
He's already done justification.
Amen.
I ain't down there wasting my time on that. I reference it. I know it happened. I know it had to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm up here in the rapture age, focused on what God's provided for the day.
Amen.
That's what the bride's doing. That's why she's different than the world. That's why the people in the Word act a little different. Behave a little different. We're oddball, Brother Brent said. I mean, the Bible even says the foolishness of preaching. But you know what's funny about it? As foolishness as it seems, spitting up here, snorting, snotting, jumping around, yelling, not using proper grammar. I know I don't. I've never been good at it. But you know what? It's God's way. I'm just going to tell you. I don't care how uneducated it sounds. I don't care how unfancy the language is. I don't care how much spit comes out. I don't care how much dancing happens. I don't care how much pounding on a pulpit happens. I don't care how calm I don't look. Sometimes I watch myself and I think, Jeremiah, you look like just a screaming idiot. But I don't care how much it looks like I'm screaming. This is God's provided way. There's not a better one. There's not a seminary that can be better. There's not an education that can be better. God has a provided way. And that's the way he wants. That's the way it works. That's the one that generates results. You'll come this way. This is what Brother Shore said. Or you won't go. He knew. He found the way. He knew what his day and his message was. And that's what each and every one of us should be filling. You know, I had Esther in here. I was talking about God's peculiar. I used this the other day, but I went back and read it since I paraphrased the other day. King Ahasuerus had a wife, Vashti. She wanted him to come. He basically wanted him to come out with him. She refused. Said, okay. See, in those days, the king said, just put one wife away and he's going to take another. Well, if you're ashamed to be out with me, Vashti, I'm going to put you away. I'll get another one. So sends out the message that he's looking for a good wife, good queen. And then, you know, we know the story. That's Mordecai was like the prophet.
Amen.
He was in tune to God's way. He said, oh, I know what I'm going to do. Esther, you got work to do.
Yeah.
But there was more than Esther that went. And you read your Bible in the second chapter, they had an attendant, the keeper of the women, it said. And I forget his name, started with a G, but he was the keeper of the women. And he helped them get dressed. And essentially, each woman was allowed to add to if they wanted. To make themselves put on what they want. Scripture said, put on what you want.
Right.
And every other woman besides Esther put on extra.
Yes.
But the Bible very clearly says, all Esther put on was what the keeper of the woman gave her.
Right.
She didn't add to.
No.
She didn't take away.
Right.
And that was the one that caught King Ahasuerus' attention.
Yeah.
And I can't stop and read you 100 quotes tonight, but Brother Bram used that.
Yeah.
Said it. Esther wasn't like the world.
No.
She wasn't trying to be like the world, trying to put on like the world. He said, wear makeup like the world, but he was basically just trying to separate the true believer, Abraham, from Lot.
Amen.
Right. Esther from the other women.
Yeah.
And see, that was part of the point, one of the points I got from Brother Moore's message. We're on the mountaintop of God.
Amen.
We found his way.
Yeah.
We keep his way.
Amen.
We go his provided way.
Right.
The world is sincere and trying to do things for God, but they're not in his way.
Amen.
And God does not like it. He's peculiar when you don't do it his way.
Right.
He wants you to be satisfied with what he provides you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wants you to be satisfied with what he provides you.
Amen.
You insult him when you tell him this ain't enough. When the scripture says the Lord God supplies all your needs.
Yeah.
To need extra means you don't think he's provided all your needs.
Yeah.
You have everything tonight that you've needed.
Amen.
To get you here tonight.
Amen.
And you know what? He'll give you some more tonight to help you tomorrow.
Amen.
But he will provide you. Give us this day our daily bread. That's what that widow woman got. She fed the prophet, thought she was going to run out of meal, and every day, just enough. Went and dipped, had enough to feed herself every day.
Yeah.
Then it was empty.
Yeah.
And you know what she could have done? She could have left the way.
That's right.
I'm going to go search for my food. But you know what she did? Every day, back to the way. This is what the prophet said.
Yeah.
And day by day by day, that widow woman, or whoever, Shunammite woman, was it? Help me out. One of the women that took care of the prophet and fed her his last food.
Amen.
She had her daily bread. Every day.
Yeah.
Why? She's right where God told her to be. Right where the Word is. That's the point of this. Like I said, I'm using the term the way, but you're right where the Word is. You're right in your present tense word of the hour where God wants you. That's his way. That's his provided way. You had that. You know what you needed in this day and hour? You needed a prophet. Except I send you Elijah the prophet. I will smite the earth with a curse, Brother Dustin. You had to have one. Now the world don't want it. They think it's that prophet's from the Old Testament. Or he's just an old fogey. But you know what the bride wants? I want the word. I need a prophet. Can't get away from it. And we know it's not just Malachi 4. But you wasn't getting here without it. That was the way. That was God's provided way.
Amen.
No matter how much you wanted
Amen.
It to be a different way.
That's right.
I wrote some things down here. Now I got some other scriptures I want to read, but God's provided way in every age. I just wrote some things down. You must be born again.
Right.
Preaching, Romans 10, Ephesians 4. Mm-hmm. Can't get away with it. Wives, obey your husbands. It's the way. Gather yourself together that much more. Where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. That is God's way. You can try to make it be a secondary way. You try to figure out a better way. And we all will fall down sometimes. I'm not preaching that you're never going to fall down. Just pointing out, God has a provided way. And it works. And it has worked. And it will keep working in all of our lives. We know it. We've lived it. We've seen it manifest in our daily lives. I want to read a scripture, Matthew, the 7th chapter. Before I do this, I think you guys will like this one. And God's provided a way for this day. Brother Branham was talking about that duck pecking out of the egg. He says, he went on, and this is the next one. He said, there's no better way. They never found a better way for a baby to get what it wants than to cry for it. If you give him a bell and say, Junior, you're only 3 days old, but now when you want your bottle, raise up this bell and ring it. See if it works. It doesn't work. The baby cries for what it wants. That's God's provided way. The louder you cry, don't whip the little fella. He's only following God's provided way. He wants something. That's right. It's the only way he knows to call his mother is scream for it, cry for it. That's right. God recommends this for his children. This is what you're going to like. See, God's peculiar. That's what I mean. God has a reason for everything, people. Because listen to what Brother Branham said. God recommends this for his believing children. He did. Not intellectual speeches. Not some great theology. He wants you to cry for your needs. Amen. That's right. Cry out for it. You're too stiff and starchy. Right. You'll never get it. If you're ready to limber yourself up a little and cry, God will give it to you. He likes to hear his children cry. Cry your needs to God. God wants it. That's his provided way. Cry out for it. And that's the way the baby cries. That's the way he wants you to cry.
Amen.
I'm not saying you got to cry physical tears. What he's trying to tell you is ask for it. Call for it. Call out to God. Say, I need this. I'm hungry. I need this.
Yeah.
So God's peculiar. But I like that, Brother Branham saying, you can't find a better way than the way God made things work.
Amen.
Matthew, the 7th chapter. Get back to that scripture here. Get down to verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the way, is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Thank God that we have found the way.
Amen.
Oh, that stuck out to me about that story. Abraham's on the mountain. Lot was worried about Sodom. And now I'm going to bring the present tense. We have found the way, people.
Amen.
I can bring it to present day, Laodicea, people's rights. And I started off with this. What are people worried about? They're worried about the modern condition of the world, trying to preach the modern condition of the world, save the world. And that's not really what God's trying to do at all. God's come to get us.
Amen.
To take us out of this world.
Amen.
And eventually destroy the world and clean it off.
Amen.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
And we found the way out.
Amen.
We found the narrow way.
Amen.
We love God. He predestinated. And we heard the word for our day, and it's our. And we recognized it. And we amen it. And instead of trying to save the world, you know what we're doing? We're preaching the rapture. We're talking about we're like Abraham. Who's the last people we can get saved?
Yes.
What foolish virgin can I touch or get with? Who can I invite to church, or what baby needs to be born? I don't know. Let's just get that last seed so we can get out of here. I'm not thinking about saving this world, Brother Deskins. That's not God's provided way for this day. That's what Jesus said when he's about to get crucified. If this world was my home, I'd fight for it. God would send his angels. You can't even touch me. God would send his angels to get me up out of here. But Jesus knew the way.
Yeah.
There's only one way to take care of this situation.
He is the way.
I got to walk up that hill and pay the price.
Yeah.
I can't come up with another way.
Yeah.
I can't keep sacrificing lambs. I got to walk up and pay the price. Because
yeah.
The lamb was slain before the foundation of the world.
Sure.
That was God's provided way.
Amen.
And he knew it. And we're in the same condition today. We're not like the church world. We're not like your average church. We're different than a denomination. Why are we not a denomination? Because we have found God's way.
Amen.
The word of the hour.
Amen.
That he's never been a denomination. He's always been about his word. And we're about keeping his word. We're like Abraham. We're going to keep his way.
Oh, yes, we are.
That's what Revelation 1 says. Blessed are those that hear and understand and keep the words of this prophecy.
Amen.
We're not just hearing the words of this prophecy. I'm up here manifesting Revelation 10, 8 through 11. I'm manifesting it. I'm keeping it. Paul showed up just on time, just right on time to manifest the angel into the church of Ephesus. We kept it, Brother Deskins. Luther showed up right on time to keep the angel to the church of Sardis. We've shown up right on time to be the capstone prophetic ministry. Up on the mountaintop, so to speak. Just like Abraham. God's not keeping any of his secrets from us. He's revealed to us the entire book. And it ain't just words. I've eaten the book. It's become one with me. And I'm keeping the way, Brother Moore, so to speak. And what all I'm trying to say is I'm manifesting my day and its message. I'm not an unbeliever and sit here and say, I don't have to go to church. No, I believe that even when I fall short.
Amen.
I want to get here as many times as I can get here.
Amen.
I'm not an unbeliever and say, I don't believe that. Who do you think you are, God? People touch me, they touch God. No, I believe. I believe when I wake up every day
Amen.
And I go to work,
Amen.
The God that gave me a new birth is inside of me.
Amen.
And I walk around, he's walking around. It's the only life I got.
Amen.
And so when people treat me right, they treat God right.
Amen.
I take that serious.
Yes.
I'm in tune to God's way.
Yes.
He's made that a reality to me in this day and age. They couldn't even tell you fully with confidence who the foolish virgin were.
No.
Because the book's been opened, though. We know what every class of people is.
Amen.
And so I understand that up on the mountaintop. Saying, who else can go?
Right.
Keeping God's way.
Amen.
They're down there trying to save Sodom.
Right.
Preach at them. And I recognize I'm supposed to just let them treat me good.
Amen.
Because they're a class of people. That's how that's their manifestation.
Yeah, right.
That was their way they're supposed to come. Think about that. We take it lightly because we know it so well. But that's the difference between Lot and Abraham right there.
Amen.
Lot's down there in Sodom trying to save the world. And you're up here on the mountaintop saying, man, if they just give me a glass of water.
Amen.
And that sounds, to the unbeliever or to the critic, that's crazy. You take too much upon yourself. But it's God's way.
Right.
Matthew 25 says, when I do it to you?
Right.
When you did it to the least of these,
yeah.
You done it unto me. Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
I'm glad that I'm not blind,
right.
Miserable, wretched, and think I have need of nothing.
Right.
And don't even know it.
Right.
Think about that.
Right.
Don't even know it.
They don't.
That's the difference between Lot and Abraham's group, so to speak,
right.
That Brother Moore is talking about. Abraham up on the mountaintop, everybody else focused on Sodom. Do you realize there's people in church tonight trying to do God a service without it being his will, without it being his way? Sincere, some of them will be in heaven. We know all that, but they're not in his way. And trying, blind. And here we are on the mountaintop. God didn't keep a secret away from us. He said, come up hither and let me show you things that will come hereafter. He's given us his Holy Spirit to show us all things. We have his leadership, his guidance. We have his way. Oh, we're blessed. Just trying to drive that point home. That's what the mountain did to me. Abraham called up on the harder way, rough side of the mountain, that song used to say, that Brother Moore don't like. Sounds negative. I'm climbing up on the rough side. How about you getting overcome? But you're on the mountain. God giving you his provided way. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you, even in you, till the end of the world. I'm the Lord God that supplies all your needs. He's provided everything I've needed my whole life, Brother Warren. And before I even knew it, he was providing what I needed. Before I was even conscious of it, he's making sure Mama was feeding me. Before I could even drive myself, he was watching over me in a car. Before I could even know what it meant to educate myself and even get an education, be able to talk to you, he was getting me to the right school, to the right teachers, taking care of me, getting me everywhere I need to be, providing a way. Those are simple things, but that's God's provided way.
Right.
He's saying, you say, well, why do I got to get a job? That's the natural. I don't want to get out of here. God's provided way. You don't work. You don't eat. I need you to pay tithes. You know, all those things are simple things. I recognize those are just daily living. But those are God's ways. Amen. And people try to come up with different ways, and they don't work. And you got to get educated to be able to work. Whether you go to college or not, you need to go to school. Right. You need to be able to at least write your name. Yeah. You need to be able to read.
Right.
And in today's society, we really, really recommend you try to go to college. Because it will help you out.
Yeah.
That's God's way.
Right.
That's what he's trying to tell you to do.
Yeah.
Now, you can choose not to do it, and it's okay. And God has different paths for all of us. I know that. But I'm just saying, God gives you instructions right in here.
Amen.
He's trying,
right.
He's trying to provide a way for you.
Right.
You know, we don't think of this sometimes, but sometimes God will tell you to testify, not realizing it'll turn into something bigger. That's his way. Just start right here. Get up and testify. Get up and sing. And before you know you, you're singing, you start testifying while you're singing. God has a way of getting you where he needs you to get you. But you got to follow his day by day way. And that's what the believer does. That's what the bride does. And we don't try to add. We don't try to take away. I only got one last quote here, and then I'm going to get Brother Moore up here so he can fix this thing. That's what Brother Chose used to say, fix it up. Invisible union of the bride of Christ. Brother Branham preached that around Thanksgiving. That was supposed to be his Thanksgiving message. And he's like us preachers. He's like, I didn't even mention Thanksgiving. They probably think, what's this got to do with Thanksgiving? It's like sometimes we try to preach Christmas and we don't mention Christmas. So this is Brother Branham. He says, you may say, what does this all got to do with Thanksgiving? He was getting himself, right? What are you talking about, Brother Branham? Here it is, 8:45, and you didn't say nothing about Thanksgiving. Brother Branham says, what a message for the occasion. Yes, indeed. The Pilgrim Fathers were very thankful for their newfound way of life, being separated from the old English denominations and creed. They could marry the new anointed word for the age. That's right, the new anointed word for their age, for their day. So we can be thankful. As pilgrims like Abraham, separated ourselves from the things of the world, all our associates. Abraham was a pilgrim. God has separated us from all dead religions. I'm speaking across the nation now, all dead creeds. And to what? Separated us and opened to us a new land, a new message for this day. Pentecost dried up and died like Luther, Wesley, and the rest of them. It's no more than a bunch of churches pulled together. Good people in there yet has got to come out. Notice he doesn't always tell them they're bad people just like we don't. What did he do? He opened up the seven seals of the last message. You notice that? The seven seals, which all the mysteries of the seven churches was still the seven seals. The reformers didn't have the time to do it in their day. They didn't live long enough. But this blessed revelation of the seven seals is open to us in the last day from a prophecy that went forth to Arizona.
Amen.
He's trying to say, hey, we got a new day,
amen,
a new message. The provided way for today
is
the hidden mysteries, the hidden things. And I'm thankful, as Brother Branham said, that God's tapped us into that.
Amen.
That we're like Abraham. We're right where God wants us. Right on the mountaintop with God. And I'm reading a quote this week because Brother Branham said he separated Abraham. And he said something in there. He said that Lot separated from Abraham. And he said that's where Lot's problem started.
That's right.
And he said it happens every time when you separate yourself from believers.
Amen.
Oh, that struck home with me.
Yeah.
That's why Brother Moore can tell you don't grow when you separate from believers. And we don't even realize, I was thinking about it, that quote struck home with me. We don't even realize how good it is to have friends in here.
That's right. And
find our spouse as a believer. And fellowship with believers.
Right.
We think it's more, you know, we'll almost think, well, I'll have friends of the world, and it's okay to have friends of the world. We know that.
Right.
But those really aren't your best friends, people.
Well,
that's like Brother Branham said, that's how you get in trouble.
Yeah.
You start separating yourself from believers.
Yeah.
Because you stop separating people that have a positive influence on you, that understand you, that point you back to the Word. We all need pointed back to the Word.
Amen.
Every one of us come in here service after service.
Yep.
Preacher down to the youngest kid that's listening.
Amen.
God, you know what God's doing? Point us back to the Word.
Amen.
Saying, I know you got out there and your head got twisted around a little bit, but let me point you back to the way. No better way to get help from God than get to the house. No better way to get help from God than hear some preaching. No better way to hang out with people than hang out with believers. It's God's way. And as Brother Branham says, we don't want him to meet us on our circumstance, but he won't. You got to meet him in his.
Amen.
You got to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. You're the one that needs to testify. You're the one that needs to raise your hands. You're the one that needs to hear God preach and whatever He's saying to you, because it's a personal revelation. He ain't saying exactly to you the way He's getting me, but you know what God's saying to you. And your job is to take that and eat that when He talks to you. I appreciate Brother Mike writing songs down. One, you know when you listen to a song, it blesses you, right? I hear songs. That Born Again, I think it's from Third Day. I remember liking that song. But I was thinking, you know, we all hear songs on the radio or whatever, iPad, and it blesses us, right? And I say, I don't want to forget that song. I want to play that one again. So he's selfishly keeping the list for himself, but he's actually thinking of us.
Amen. Yeah.
Saying, this is a song I could bless the body with.
Yeah.
Oh, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then he's so in tune with God, he's like, God ain't told me to play it now. So he doesn't bring it.
No.
So you got to listen to God.
Amen.
He might tell you to write it down, and he's just telling you to write it down for 4 years later.
That's right. Yeah.
But God wants you to listen to Him.
Yeah.
And do it His way.
Right.
And when you do it His way, you bless the body.
Yeah.
It will edify. And it will edify the body. It will edify you.
That's right.
You'll start getting results you didn't even think were possible.
Amen.
Because God sees around corners.
Amen.
He knows what's coming. And He's preparing you.
Amen.
So our job is, and human as I am, trust me, people, I've fell. I've ran. I've tried to run the other way. I haven't listened. I'm guilty as anybody in here. So not acting like we're just going to be every day. But I'm not glorying in that. I'm just trying to say, I understand, though. When He talks to me, that is the right way.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let me comment on that real quick, because I meant to do that too. We try to live it up. Brother Moore's been rebuking that. We try to think we're holy enough, we're so self-righteous, and we believe in good living, but that good living don't make you holy. It's still filthy rags. You need the grace of God. And that's what Brother Bram said. God's only provided a place of worship. There's only one place to meet you.
That's
it's under Jesus Christ and His shed blood. That's the only place. He's not meeting you because you've earned it. He's meeting you because He's looking through Jesus Christ's blood. That's the only thing He's going to see you innocent through.
Amen.
No matter how much you do.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
And once since Jesus has been the provided way in every age.
Right.
He was the rock in the wilderness.
Right.
He was the cloud by day, the pillar of fire at night. He just wasn't manifest in the flesh as Jesus.
Right.
But it's always been God.
Yeah.
Always been Him.
Amen.
In every age.
Right.
And you know what? Another way to say it, it's been the Word in every age.
Right.
The Word for your day in every age. Noah was the way in his day, the only way.
Yeah.
Moses was the way in his day, the only way.
Amen.
Daniel was the way in his day, the only day.
Amen.
Jesus was the way in his day, and this is, if you understand, I'm just talking about the groom form.
Yeah.
Paul was the way in his day. Martin was the way in his day. And is this way, God's word for our day, the message of the hour,
Amen.
And the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the way for the day. And we're like Abraham, we found it. We're in tune. I'm not preaching this to try to scare you like, you better find a way. You do need to find a way. But I'm really talking to believers in here. We're people that's found the way.
Amen.
But we've been called to mountaintop.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
So I enjoyed the message Sunday. God bless you. Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
Bless you, brother.
God's provided way.
Amen.
You know, the thing I love about God's provided way is it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't mess up when you're in God's provided way. And He wants you to give up and just let Him direct you, because He knows what He wants. We don't. We're so used to trying to make it work ourselves, and we're so used to trying to figure out the way. I like the way Jeremiah said it. He said, we don't know what God wants in us. You don't know where He's going to take you. He wants you to just follow the way, follow the word, follow leadership. And you got to realize the only way the world's going to see Him is if they see you. You're the only way that Jeremiah was naming them, and the whole time he was naming them, I was waiting for him to get to us. He said, Paul was the way, Jesus was the way, Moses was the way, Noah was the way. And I'm sitting there thinking, we're the way.
You know, and for them to get a hold of God, they got to get a hold of us. And so what God wants us to do is surrender ourselves so that he can be the way through you. Because it's still him. He's the only way. It's all him. But God's provided way. He has a way for you to get a hold of him. He's not going to deal with you outside of the church, outside of the fivefold ministry, outside of the nine gifts to the body. He's only got certain things he's going to do, and he's going to use us to do that with, and that's God's chosen way. Brother Branham said, God could have chosen a son to preach. He could have done anything, but God chose you.
Amen.
He chose, Jeremiah said, the foolishness of preaching. Yeah. And because God's chosen the foolishness of preaching, you cannot get around it.
No.
You might say, well, I want to serve God, but I don't want to be here. I'm sorry. That's God's provided way. You got to be in the house. You got to have the fivefold ministry. And you can't just have a preacher. You got to have the fivefold ministry.
Right.
God's got fivefold ministry. If you didn't have prophets, we'd be in trouble. Apostles, evangelists, teachers, preachers. That's where we get our perfecting from. And there's no other way to be perfected. You say, well, I'm going to get perfected. I'm going to go home and I'm going to read that Bible and I'm going to get perfected. You'll never get there. Because you can't get there on your own. You got to have the ministry. And you know what? It's not just the ministry. That's why I try to get through our heads. Y'all look at us ministers. You're like, well, y'all give. Wow, y'all give. Well, yeah, we do. But you know why we give? Because we realize it's God's provided way. You know why, Pastor? Because I realize it's God's provided way. I don't do this because I just love it. I do it because he said this is his way.
Right.
You got to have a pastor.
Right.
And a pastor's got to have a gift.
Right.
And since I know I have a gift,
right.
Somebody's got to do the job.
Yeah.
So I'll sacrifice what I want so that God can have his way and use his gift to edify the body. You say, well, that's easy. That works that way. Yeah, but that ain't it, people. That ain't all of it. He's got his evangelists. He's got his teachers. But then he's got you. You're looking at us preachers and saying, we're God's provided way. How about you?
Yeah.
You are God's provided way. When you wake up in the morning tomorrow morning, tell yourself, you know what? I'm God's provided way. If this world's going to see God at all, they're going to see it in me.
Right.
You'll get out of that bed, feel a little better about yourself. Lord, I got a purpose for today because I am your provided way. I am the final voice to the final age.
Amen.
They won't hear the voice of God outside of you. Oh, you can hear it out of me, and you can hear it out of Jeremiah and Jay, but that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. You take that final voice home with you. You wake up tomorrow morning and realize that, hey, you know what? I am God's provided way. This day, everybody that crosses my path will do it because I have needs to go by them. Because I'm the only way. See, it's starting to make you feel like, you know, I got things to do. You don't just go home and say, well, I can't wait till Sunday. We're going to get there Sunday and hear God's provided way. No, God's provided way is going with you when you walk out of these doors.
Yeah.
God's provided way is going to go home with you. God's provided way is going to get up tomorrow and go to work.
That's right.
Because you got people to meet. I don't like God's provided way until it's in you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus is the way, but where's Jesus? I am the way, the truth, and the life. What are you?
Amen.
If you're the final voice to the final age, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You say, that's blasphemy. You, man, making yourself equal with God. We got to.
Amen.
It's an hour to do so.
Amen.
Nobody understood that, how much we are God until this age. And now what are you going to do with this Jesus called Christ? Brother Bram said he's on your hands.
Yeah.
You got to take him and take him into your heart. You got to become the provided way.
Yeah.
You got to let his provided way lead you, guide you, every step of the way. And if he wants you here, go there and be thankful. Once you're here, go there and be thankful. You know, yesterday I was called on a jury duty. And I got in this jury duty, and there was like 60-some. They called, when I called, they said, everybody from 00 to 268 has the report. I was 266. I was like, so I had to report. So I go down there, and we could do all the jury duty stuff, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, Lord, you know, am I going to have to sit through this or not? And I didn't. They let me go. But I just happened to be, we took the break when they were picking the 12, the 14 actually. When they were picking the 14, I was sitting next to a lady and got a chance to talk to her. Had a good conversation. Yeah. And found out about her husband and what they're doing, and he's doing some things, and they're just, you know, good people. Uh-huh. Well, when we went back in, I looked there and said, good luck. I go in there and they called her. I didn't even want to look at her when I left because I know she's going to be stuck in this case all week. But God bless them. But I got to meet her and got to learn a little bit about her and realize a little bit about her and her husband. And they're good people trying to do a good work. Her husband's in the middle of starting a business to try to help some people who really need it. And I thought, well, God bless them. But she ran across God's provided way. She may not even know whether God even knows how good a person they are, but he does. But that's what we do. God put me in a whole line of people so I can sit next to one person to talk to them.
Amen.
You're God's provided way. Amen. He is the way, but he's the way in you. Amen. So let your light so shine that man can see your good works. Glorify God. They're not given to you. It goes back to him. To God be the glory. Come on, musicians.
Amen.
It's good to be back in church, a new year. Everybody's shaking these colds and everything. And amen. Don't forget the announcements. The things coming up. Did you say something about practice? Somebody say something about practice?
Yeah, January 19th.
The young people. So tomorrow's regular. Okay. So keep these things in mind. We got things to do this year, and I can tell. So, amen. Get ready. Amen. Well, what are we going to sing? I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Born of his spirit, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Come back Sunday morning for service, Sunday night for Bible study, for getting back into the routine, just getting started for the new year. I'm excited about the year and all that God's got in store for us. So you keep these things in your mind in prayer. Pray for those that are sick and just people still need a touch from God. You know, so don't forget to pray. Amen. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been born of His Spirit, and I'm cleansed by His blood. Joiners, I'm joiners with Jesus as we travel. I'm a part of the family. I'm a part of the family. The family of God. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Born of His Spirit. Cleansed by His blood, join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm so glad I'm part of the family
the family of God. You're dismissed. I'm so glad.